Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 27, verses 9 and 10. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. The writer Samuel Johnson once wrote, "Life has no pleasure higher or nobler than that of friendship." I'm sure we could all speak movingly of our friends. They're the people with whom we can laugh and cry and be completely ourselves. It isn't surprising that the writer of Proverbs had much to say about friendships. He recognized how important they were in a happy and fulfilling life. We see many friendships in the Bible, such as the friendship between David and Jonathan. There was an immediate bond between them when they first met, and the friendship sustained them through desperately difficult times. Words are a crucial part of friendship, and the writer of Proverbs observed how precious the counsel of a friend is. This doesn't mean that a friend's words are necessarily easy to hear. They may be deeply painful, but because they're motivated by love and care, they'll always be a blessing. We hear the most beautiful words of friendship spoken by Ruth to Naomi, her mother-in-law. They were very different from one another in many different ways. They came from different nations, some were of different generations. But Ruth, after the death of her husband, was devoted to Naomi and refused to be separated from her. She said this, "Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." That's from Ruth chapter 1. Friends will often be very similar to one another, but this beautiful story shows that friendships can cross every kind of boundary. Just before his death, Jesus told his disciples the kind of relationship that he wanted to have with them. He said that he didn't want to call them slaves, because a master couldn't confide in his slaves. Instead, he wanted to call them friends. That's how it is today, too. As we follow Jesus and are obedient to his loving commands, we are nothing less than his friends. So let me ask you a question. Why are your friends important to you? And in what sense do you think of Jesus as your friend? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you want to be our friend today and throughout our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.